This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Mark Baker. He's the president of AOPA.
Well, there's a lot going on right now in D.C. as far as what the future of the FAA and the ATC system will be. And I know this is all in flux and all under discussion, and AOPA and all the other GA groups have a big voice in this. So I'm just eager to get your take on it.
Well, it certainly is an interesting time, there's a lot going on, and the House bill is one we find problematic because of the privatization of the ATC. The Senate bill is led by Senator Inhofe and others. We find to be very good because of the support for general aviation airports and, let's modernize, but let's not privatize, is the call that we've made out to all the general aviation groups which have joined us on objecting to the privatization. And now as we've gone full blast with a call to action with all of our members, and all the other GA groups have them as well, to get in touch with their representatives over the holiday weekend and the parades, where we actually have them in their districts, it's time to communicate our views.
Okay. Now, I was a little surprised that NATCA didn't come out totally opposed to this privatization idea. And a couple days ago also, I think they changed the bill to say that there would be no fees for GA users of the system. Does that affect your thinking at all?
It's very helpful. And we saw, Sam Graves and Schuster kind of come back out with no user fees, which has always been part of our opposition to this this idea of privatization. Who's going to pay for it? How's it going to be paid for? It was good to see that was added. But that does not change our mind on privatization. Privatization for this effort, which means that some board someday could make a decision about access, could make a decision about who pays what, and who goes where. We find that objectionable. The cost of doing that transition of billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars and years to do it, would be better spent modernizing what we have.
Okay. So your concern really then is if the system is privatized, the GA kind of loses their voice in how the system is run.
Well, certainly, in the other parts of the world, which many of our members and myself included have flown, great countries like Australia or others have all gone backwards when it comes to general aviation, business aviation access. There is no positive analog anywhere that we can find. And we have over 70 IAOPA affiliates, and we are the envy of the world when it comes to general aviation.
So how are things going then? There are these two competing bills out there. There's the House and the Senate. You are on the rooting for the Senate version. How's it going? How do you see it going forward from here?
Well, we think it's going to be a busy month. We've got a lot of work to do to communicate, and I've been on the Hill for the last 3 days up and down, both the Senate side and the House, trying to understand the views and educate those that have no views. And I think we've got a good chance, but we got to rally hard, make sure that our GA folks are communicating with their representatives about why this won't work, why it's bad for GA, and let's fix the problems that really exist and not hand over the system to the airlines.
So is that what pilots are concerned about this, and they can see that if this changes, it will be to their detriment? Is that what you recommend then? They contact their local reps?
Yep, that's right. In their districts, they're going to be seeing them over the next couple of weeks if they want to get out and see them or ring up their phones, light up the phones. That's what we're asking them to do. The congressmen and women that are supporting our views are asking all of the GA community to go out there and talk to these members and discuss why it's not good for GA, period, end of story. And we don't need to do this. I sit on the Next Gen Advisory Committee, and the airlines have done a good job working with the FAA largely. Our system works. It's the safest, largest, most diverse in the world. Why not, continue down a path that has been working pretty well, and let's improve that. So I think that's where our view is, and we're pretty strong. Really supported. I've been doing town halls around the country for the last 4 years, and I think in the whole 50 states, and I have not found one aviator that's a professional pilot, a military pilot, or a general aviation pilot that supports the idea of privatizing this thing anywhere that I've talked to.
Okay.
Tens of thousands of people.
That's a lot of people. So,
yeah.
So how do you see, what's the timeline on this going forward? When will this decision be made?
Well, I think the attempt by the committee and the TNI, Transportation Infrastructure, to try and get some kind of a signal whether they have the votes by the end of July is something I'm sure they're working on. We'll be working through the month of July to make sure that we've informed as many of the to people in Congress that this is not a good idea, and we'll be working through it. It probably will be pushed through the rest of the year. So this is a game that's urgent right now, but it'll probably be sustaining itself through the rest of the year.
Oh, wow. Okay. But July is kind of a critical time.
That's right. July is a very critical time. And, you know, I think as we get, you know, in front of the folks in Congress, we talk about, you know, too big to fail, bailouts, you know, giving all this risk to future taxpayers. And what are we trying to fix? Exactly articulate what are we trying to fix. And it's very difficult for anybody to say, well, paper strips. Well, there's been a plan for 6 or 7 years to phase those out. And they've all got a couple more years to go. It's working fine. What are we really trying to fix? I mean, the airlines themselves are only going so fast in equipage. You know, the 2020 mandate for ADS-B, we're not happy with our equipage in general aviation, but we have five times as many airplanes already equipped as the airlines.
Yeah. Well, the airlines certainly want to have as much of a say as they can in how things are run. And but I'm also wondering, one issue that the controllers, you know, often bring up and which we've reported on many times is the funding mechanism for the way things run now is that, you know, when the government runs out of money, things, you know, slow to a crawl and they can't get the funding that they need. What's your take on that?
Well, I do think there is an opportunity to have that conversation. I don't think it has anything to do with privatization, but if we need to do biannual budgeting, if we need to think about consolidating facilities and taking cost out of the FAA, that can be done. It's been done before with Congress and giving the right type of commission or group the authority to go out there and reorganize. And then, you know, if we need to do budgeting, let's do it. You don't need that to be privatized to do that, accomplish that.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add or anything you'd like to advise our listeners that they need to be thinking about or doing as they go forward?
Well, I think it's, you know, the other thing that we have to think about is who gets really affected, you know, badly on this thing long term, the rural airports, rural America, you know, where is the allocation of airport money going to go 10 years from now? Is it going to be LaGuardia or is it going to be across the 4,500 airports the airlines don't use?
Well, do you have one last thing to leave with our readers or listeners and as far as what they should be thinking about next?
I think the most important thing I can ask is for urgency to contact your member of Congress and your senator and tell them you as an aviator or as a public citizen, taxpayer, these assets have been paid for. They're operating very well. We have the best system in the world. What are we doing changing and handing this to the airlines?
Okay, well, thank you very much.